Alrighty, alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. This week I am awake. Doesn't mean I'm going to be better. It just means I'm awake. But I am Alex Truck. I'm your host. We got my wife here, not the truck.
Hello.
And then we got Courtney, who is currently getting high.
Yep.
So
I got high, guys.
I mean, that's par for the course. She always gets high. That's fine.
But yeah. I know, sometimes I'm not, and I feel so bad, because I'm not as talkative.
You're like, I'm not high today. Like, sometimes I hate, like, when people get too goddamn high, and you'll try and have a conversation with them, and they'll forget what you said, like a goldfish. Like, you'd be like, and I was talking to my sister. Wait, you have a sister? Yeah. I just had a half an hour conversation about my sister. Oh.
Have you ever had this struggle with me?
No, you don't get that high.
No, I'm just good at covering it up when I forget mid-sentence. Although, that happens to me a lot ever since I got put on my Lyrica, though.
Oh, no, like, there's people that, you know, like, they get so high, I hate the way they laugh. You know what I mean?
No.
So, like, there's people that will laugh in slow motion, and I hate it.
Like, I do that?
Oh, no. Like, they'll be like, ha, 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 ha. Okay. I'm gonna, like, laugh faster. Just laugh faster, dude. Just ha, 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 ha. Like that. It's simple.
Okay, well, no, sometimes I know I'm not going to laugh fast enough, and so, like, that's what I'll do, the kind of, like, I'll do, like, silently, or I, like, cover, like, my, like, face, but, like, smile really big. It's because I know I'm not going to be able to laugh very fast, but it is funny, and I do it in a response, but I'm not going to be able to laugh. Like, it takes a lot of energy for me to make that noise, and sometimes it takes
I mean, like, you know, you can be a tee-hee, you know, like, that's good enough, but, you know, where they're so fucking stoned that, you know, everything slows down.
So, like the sloth?
Yeah, like the sloth in Zootopia. Like,
yeah, thank you. That's all the words I gave you. Thank you.
Like, imagine him laughing.
Wait, didn't I just do that?
No, you laugh fine.
I laugh fine?
You laugh fine.
Like?
No, I'm talking about, ha, ha. Like, they have to put effort into laughing. Yeah, and there's, like, a level. It's like, dude, you've smoked yourself retarded. And, like, those are the people that I'm like, oh, you're the worst. But then again, like, I've met fucking teachers that smoke weed. I've met professionals that smoke weed.
Everyone smokes weed.
I don't.
Okay, you have smoked weed.
Well, that's because you
get
drugs test.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten drug tested in a while. Like, my med card that I get for driving trucks, like, they, you know, sit there and like, this is not a drug test. I'm like, make it a drug test. I don't care. You know, bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't even make me empty my pockets. I'm like, do you want me to empty my pockets? Like, why? Do you have extra pee in there? Like, you're not a criminal, my guy. I'm like, oh.
So the first time, like, we ever had, like, a drug tester, like, come to work, I did not understand the situation. Like, I just knew, like, okay, because I didn't understand this was even the thing, but, like, I kind of just noticed that, like, all of a sudden all my coworkers, like, left, and they had to go do a thing in the break room, and then some random lady came up to me, and she's like, okay, I'm here to drug test you, and I'm like, okay. She's like, I need you to pee, and I'm like, I literally just peed. Like, I cannot be. I literally peed like 3 minutes ago. And so I'm like, this lady is so fucking weird. I don't understand. And she was like following me around the clinic, and I'm like, I'm trying to do my job. And she had to basically speak to me like I was a child before I figured out what was going on. But then I still couldn't pee. My body hadn't made enough pee yet, so I was stuck in the break room for like half an hour while all of us were waiting for me to pee. And it was dreadful. And then, of course, because of the brain meds I'm on, I tested positive for a bunch of stuff. And, like, apparently, like, the chick told my boss, she's like, yeah, I think she's trying to, like, fake the test. Like, she's trying to fake it. And my boss
What's hilarious is if you didn't sign off on her giving that information, she's breaking HIPAA laws and she's opening herself up to a fat and massive lawsuit.
All I know is that afterwards, all of us came, like, they were trying to fire one coworker for doing marijuana, but then the entire clinic tested positive for marijuana, and that was it. We didn't hear anything after that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure, like, entire fucking shops have gotten fucking, you know, chopped for, you know, everyone being high, and it's like, fuck. It's like, yeah. You know, just, like, make weed legal. Like, make it to where, you know, even if it was, and I live in Colorado, so it's mostly legal here. I probably wouldn't smoke weed. But, like, just, like, eh, nah, I don't need it. Yeah, like, I'm, like, one of those weirdos that, like, I can go the rest
Why
of my...
Why did you say you don't need it, now that you don't want to?
Like, I don't need to, you know, have marijuana in my system. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, I need marijuana to function. There's people that smoke and, like, I need, you know, cigarettes to function. I need alcohol to function. I don't need weed. I don't need any drugs, really. You know, ibuprofen? Yeah. Holy shit, do I need ibuprofen. I need a lot of it. But, you know, everything else, nah. Oh, and melatonin and caffeine. Like, that's my drugs. Melatonin, caffeine, ibuprofen.
My God. Not having access to caffeine in my world is absolutely dreadful.
I mean, I drive. Like, and like, the dumb thing that we just implemented in my company is, like, now we have AI that, like, monitors us while we drive. And, like, if you rub your eyes and swerve around the road, you know, it's going to tell you to pull over and get some sleep.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so we have a camera that watches us in our trucks.
Yes.
That's fine. I don't care. It does not record audio at all. I know this because I would have been fired years ago.
Oh, yeah, you would have.
Like, if they had, like, a deaf person in there, like, they'd be like, oh, my gosh, fire him. He is vile. Do you hear what he's saying? It's like, we can't hear what he's saying. Be glad for that. I'm going to remove my eyes now. But, yeah, we have AI that fucking, you know, monitors us to make sure we're not fucking sleepy, and that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I anytime I
what
am...
What does it do if it finds you're sleepy?
Tells you to pull over.
Are you forced to pull over?
No. But if you're, like, tired, you know, it'll be like... Like, if I'm following another car too close, it'll be like, back the fuck up. If it detects I'm not wearing a seatbelt, I put on a seatbelt.
This AI stuff is a huge CYA, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
This is a humongous CYA.
My favorite shit is like the thing it'll tell me all the time is like, put on a seatbelt, and I'll like show the camera my seatbelt that's already on, and it has a sensor in the fucking truck to tell if I have my seatbelt buckled in. And it's just like, yeah, it's here. I'm just wearing a jacket, and so you can't tell.
I didn't say it was smart. I just said it was a CYA.
Yeah, it's a dumb fucking thing.
Am I saying it wrong?
CYA, cover your ass.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I see all this dumb shit, and I guarantee you they're going to have a hard fucking time getting new people to join in and be like, oh, yeah, you have, you know, AI fucking doing all your shit? Go fuck yourself. You know, it's like, this guy was going to be perfect for the job. It's like, yeah, now you can't find anybody because, you know, you don't want to trust people to do their fucking jobs. Now, my favorite thing that's going to happen is employers are going to start hiring AI to do computer jobs instead of all these Gen Z kids that are coming out of college.
Oh my.
Like, the workforce is being completely upended. Like, slowly but surely, we're in the beginning stages of it. And it's going to redefine everything on what humans are truly valuable for at the bottom level of the tier.
Yeah, I mean, like, I see, like, this news story. A significant portion of employers revealed that they'd rather hire artificial intelligence robots than bring on a Gen Z graduate into the company. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of these kids nowadays...
What is the AI supposed to be doing? Like, what job are writing, they hiring for?
Like, pretty much anything.
Yeah, so an AI, you don't have to fucking pay.
Well, you have to, you know, pay whoever developed the AI and, you know, pay the computer systems and pay the servers. So yeah, there is a fucking cost with having AI.
But no workers' comp.
Yeah.
No bonuses. No nice perks to have to pay out for.
Yeah, but what happens when no one wants to do business with your company because it's all AI?
All the AI is going to be talking to the other AIs, and they're going to become their own stock market.
That'd be hilarious. Like, every fucking company is just owned by AI.
Can you disprove that?
I mean, I can't disprove that we're not in a simulation. We're could
totally in a simulation.
We could, yeah, you know, like, there's, you know, huge, you know, leanings towards that we are all in a simulation, that we are.
And I just got stuck with a corrupt-ass code.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to hell.
We're in a simulation. There is no hell.
But yeah, I mean, like, imagine, you know, someone, you know, being a day trader and then having an AI do all the day trading. Cool.
I thought AI was already a part of the stock market.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Kevin Thompson's a finance expert and founder and CEO of 9i Capital Group, told Newsweek, "It comes down to economics and efficiency. Training an AI to perform a task is much easier and more cost-effective than training a human while paying them on a job."
And you only hire an AI once.
Yeah, AI executes tasks exactly as programmed at a fraction of the cost. Many employers see the value of leveraging AI for basic task management, particularly in support roles and entry-level positions.
Like, how many people are going to go to the self-checkout than to have to be checked out by a human? Like, everyone wants the self-checkout. It's less social interaction. And it's cheaper for the company.
Yeah. I mean, now they're, you know, developing technologies to say, hey, I can pick up, you know, like an item, you know, like, you know, off the counter and be like, cool. And like, the counter has like a scale in it and like it has cameras to say, okay, you pick this up, and it can track you throughout the store, you know, and
isn't that how it works with the Whole Foods and Amazon checkout?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole Amazon, like, we don't have one here.
What do you mean we don't?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Oh my gosh, Amazon heard you guys.
Like, let me see if
I love
automated Amazon store.
Oh, it can't do that at every single Whole Foods. It has to be a special Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's like a.
It's in airports too.
Amazon Whole Foods.
There's like 3 Whole Foods in town.
Amazon, shut up.
I like how you didn't change it to, you know, the name that's close to mine. Like, I feel like if I say it, it's going to be like, what?
Wait, you can change the AI's name?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
So what would you change it? Why haven't you changed it, Gorny?
Because
that's the one I chose, because it's different from everyone else's.
If you say like Alexa, then it'll be like, oh. Oh yeah, like it's just like giving me like the delivery to my doorstep,
which is the best.
Which I absolutely hate.
Do you like cat tie dye, Alex?
Cat tie dye?
Like tie dye made by cats?
Yeah. No, fart. No, tie dye cat shirt.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
But I already have a shirt that I wear all the time. Although I can't find it right now.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
Oh my god, now I have to go pee.
Oh, it's Amazon Go is the name of the store.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just at every Whole Foods. I stand corrected.
Yeah. Like, where? Okay, there. Let's see if there's one close to us.
Wait, there's only 4 in the U.S.?
Yeah. So.
Is one in California?
There's 2 in California.
Yep.
L.A. One's probably burnt to the ground, though.
Oh, my God. I'll be right back, guys. All Give right. me a second.
Yeah, so.
I might mute you, so. But I'm still here.
Okay. She's going to go pee.
That too, but I also need to check up. My grandma's calling me.
Wait, so they just all in California?
So they're in Seattle, LA, one's in New York.
That adds?
Or no, like a couple in New York, it looks like. Like, and then one is in Chicago.
Interesting.
No, there's a bunch in Chicago. Like, they're all, like, you know, fucking close to each other. They're walking distance from each other. I hate that. Spread them the fuck out. You know, how dare you just have, like, 4 walking distance from each other in Chicago? Like, I want one. I want
to.
Well, I mean, depends on the prices.
Whole Foods is expensive.
And it's not Whole Foods. It's a convenience store.
Wait, I thought Amazon bought Whole Foods and Whole Foods did this. Clearly, I don't understand at all.
Nope, you don't. That's fine.
It is fine.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, I mean,
that's how little information is operating on that I 100%
like
perceive as truth.
Like, I feel like other stores could do this. And I think, like, the reason it didn't take off is because they said it was AI, and it turns out it's just like a bunch of dudes like in India watching.
How do you know that's true?
Because it hasn't expanded. Like,
that is a weak ass argument.
Also, I saw like a news story on it.
Sources?
Okay, fine. I'll find a source. You know, you and Tron are the exact same.
Oh my.
Okay. Oh my god, Courtney, these are actually really cute.
Oh my god. See, I know. I told you.
Oh, here we go. Business Insider. No, I'm not going to allow ads.
I just can't decide on which one I want. But they're so... Yeah.
Wait, so you're not getting the second one?
What second one?
The purple and the black?
No.
Oh.
I'm actually leaning more towards the rainbow or the yellow and orange.
Oh my god, I like the yellow and orange one the most too, and I hate orange.
I know, right?
Like, when orange looks nice with the other colors, it's like, yeah, that's like a really nice color, but by itself, it's horrifying and aggressive.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Yeah, there's airports, college stores, and cafes. The company claims sensors and cameras and other tools track what the shopper has purchased, but several media outlets have reported there may be more to it, with hundreds of workers in India playing a key role. So yeah, it's just like a bunch of people in India watching you shop. Like how degrading is that? You know, you get to watch fucking entitled Americans go into a store and you just have to track them.
I hope they play the Wii music in the background.
And
that's so funny.
And it's like, you know, you get to like see someone just buy something stupid, and it's like, oh god damn it, you know, like that person just spent, you know, 3 years of my life savings on like a bottle of water.
Oh my goodness.
About 700 of every 1,000 just walkout sales had to be reviewed by Amazon's team in India in 2022.
Wait, so did they just review it, or did they?
Yeah, I'm sure they're like, you know, reviewing. People would find a way to beat the system. Like that, that's really what it is. And yeah, it's kind of, you know, shitty. I would definitely try and find a way to beat the system. Like the second they like put out, you know, self checkout, it's like, oh cool, it's a place where I pay for some of my items.
They already catch you though. They have cameras on top of you and in front of you.
Well, yeah, now.
Okay, I only stole from it once, and by stole, I only paid for 4 bell peppers when I actually got 6.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're
gonna, I feel really bad about it.
They're going to take the extra bell peppers that don't sell and throw them in the garbage. That's what happens.
I should have paid for all 6.
No. Fuck them. I don't care. But speaking about businesses, United Healthcare now has a new CEO. Remember Brian Thompson, the dude that got shot by Luigi Mangione?
Was he survived by his son?
No. So yeah, about like 2 months ago, there was a hero that came in.
So who took over?
A company veteran, Tim Noel, will take charge of the largest health insurance insurer in the U.S., which has more than 50 million customers. So yeah, hopefully fucking Tim Noel will like hire bodyguards and then get sniped anyway.
All that happens is that he snipes bodyguards or no.
I honestly, I would find it hilarious if Donald Trump fucking pardons Luigi.
He's not going to, though.
No.
I mean, fucking no. Trump.
Haven't you noticed how Elon Musk is traveling around with his kid now?
Like Trump fucking pardoned, God, what was his name? The dude that made Silk Road. That fucking, you know, Darknet website that, like Ulbricht or something like that. Yeah, Ross Ulbricht. Yeah, fucking Donald Trump, you know, pardoned him. You know, which was great. Because this dude only made a website on the dark web. Didn't do anything with it. You know, only made a website and, you know, fucking took Bitcoin. And, like, they fucking gave him, like, 3 life sentences and, like, 40 extra years and, you know, all kinds of crazy shit just for making a website. I'm like, that's fucked up.
Wait, I thought you were able to do anything on the dark web. Like, I thought it, you wouldn't,
it's
like that
harder
seems really
to track.
Weird. Like, just being on the dark web is illegal?
No. But, like, he made a web, okay, so the Silk Road was a website where you could fucking buy, like, guns and drugs and all kinds of shit. You can buy,
oh.
It was like an eBay for fucking drugs, like, mainly. So people can buy, like, fucking heroin and have it shipped to their house.
Oh.
Through Bitcoin, and then like he would take a bit of it, and yeah, he has like 5 billion fucking Bitcoin that they fucking seized, and Donald Trump just like pardoned him. I guarantee you, he has more Bitcoin hidden somewhere. So yeah, I mean, good for Donald Trump for pardoning him. Yeah, I do find it kind of interesting that, you know, the second, you know, Donald Trump is like, we're going to get rid of birthrights, fucking ICE is coming out of the goddamn woodworks to fucking look for illegal people. I'm like, no. Look for criminals. You already have them in jails, and you can just send those people back. That way we're not fucking, you know, housing, you know, Mexican criminals.
But if they send the prisoners away, the prison won't make any money.
Exactly. You know, fill the prison up with white people. You know, white prisoners only.
White people can post bail.
Yeah, and then they make money through the bail.
Yeah.
Well, that was the extent of my argument, so.
No, that's like why a lot of places have repeat offenses and stuff. It's so easy to do, and it just creates a problem where you can go back to jail super, super easy for stupid shit. And that's like, they have people, convicts working at McDonald's in the state. And like, I think it's Louisiana or somewhere.
I mean, I do enjoy when a fucking convict, you know, has their own business and like they pull up their bootstraps and, you know, get to fucking work. And I'm like, good. You know, that's what we need. We need fucking, you know, people that, you know, fucked up not to return back to crime. Now, doing crime is very easy. You can walk up to, you know, some dude in a dark alley, pull a gun out, and be like, give me your wallet and your cell phone. And then you walk away, you break their phone, you know, so they can't call 911. And they have to just, like, go home with nothing. You take out, you know, all their cash, you know, run up all their credit cards, and bada bing, bada boom, you're done.
Oh, wow.
And you can do this, you know, 6 times a month, you know, fucking an hour of work, and you paid for your entire month. And you just have to keep on moving around. People are going to be dumb. People are going to be drunk. People are going to be walking home drunk. Give me your wallet and your cell phone. People don't want to die over their wallet and their cell phone.
I don't know. I'm pretty attached to mine.
Yeah, but
I can't see for sure I would drop it.
Then you just get shot.
I can't say for sure I would drop it. I'm very emotionally... Okay, if I can't touch... If I
They'll pistol whip you over the head and take your wallet and cell phone anyway.
Okay, no. One time I went to work and I left my phone at home, and it was the most awful 10 hours of my life. It hurt, and I was so alone and sad. Like, I missed it so much.
The amount of times awful. I have forgotten my phone at home and just brought my work truck here, like my CDL truck, to the house to go in and get my phone,
mm-hmm.
been crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, well, I need my phone to listen to music and listen to podcasts. And all
you
kinds
need
of
your phone, right? You well, need it.
Well, you have to be focused on cats.
Well, no, I use it at work. Like, I'm using it as a calculator. Like, I'm constantly using it for, like, searching for, like, VPN for, like, information and stuff. Like, I use my phone for work. Like, I take, like, sometimes I'm taking pictures, I'm recording videos and surgery. Like, my phone, like, I use my phone a lot at work. Like, we're allowed to have our phones on our person at work because we all use our phones so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, like I do need my phone, you know. But over in Chicago, they're like trying to, you know, be upset, saying that ICE was there and that was actually the Secret Service.
What is the difference?
One is secret. One is less secret.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
But, like, I love the fact that it's, you know, CPS. So I'm like, oh, Child Protective Services? Nope. Chicago Public Schools.
Oh, my God.
And apparently Secret Service was out there, you know, looking for something. And they're like, this is ICE. And they're coming out here to take people. And they are. They always have been. That's not nothing new. You know, if you're overstaying your visas here, guess what? ICE is going to come. But if Secret Service is after you, you're like doing counterfeit money or something. Like, I don't know if they do anything other than protect the president and look for counterfeit money.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they did that.
Yeah. I guess they get bored of fucking protecting white people that no one's going to take a shot at. You know, Secret Service has been busy with Trump. They're like, dude, everyone wants you dead. And it's like, yeah, you know, I have the biggest head. I have the best head. You know, I'm the best at all the things. And people just shoot him because he's a cocky motherfucker. And I love it. So, yeah, if ICE is coming for you, you know, let all your Mexican friends know. I do have, you know, friends I'm sure that would get deported. So hopefully that doesn't happen. You know, we'll protect them. Let's get on to the next story, which is like the worst fucking story I've seen in quite some goddamn time. Like, I saw a story about a dude falling out of a helicopter, which turned out to be fake. And I hope this one's fucking fake.
That's not a good way to introduce something.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. Funeral set for baby flushed down a Whataburger toilet. In San Antonio, a funeral debt has been set for a baby flushed down a toilet at a Whataburger toilet in December. The funeral will be held on Friday, January 24th at the Faith Outreach International by the nonprofit Eagles Flight Advocacy at 1 p.m. A burial will follow the funeral. See, like,
how is that physically possible?
The baby died after a shocking discovery at the Whataburger location near Walsham Road on FM 78. Mallory Strait, 33, has been charged with the abuse of a corpse, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. Strait entered the restaurant's bathroom around 2 a.m. and remained there for several hours. The Whataburger manager continually checked on Strait due to her making noise inside the stall. The manager eventually gave Strait water before telling her she needed to leave. Then called 911 out of concern for Strait's welfare. When the manager noticed a portion of the baby's body in the bathroom stall, a member of the Converse Fire Department had to remove the baby from the toilet, cut the child from the amniotic sac, and begin life-saving measures. So, like, she gave birth, like, in the toilet.
Wow.
Emergency crews took the baby to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. The baby was around 28 to 30 weeks. Strait will appear in court on February 20th. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like that's awful.
I don't understand why the mothers are always arrested in this kind of situation. The thing's dead. It's fine.
I mean, it was...
Like, strangers are caring about this more than anybody else.
Yeah, like, she just flushed a fetus. I mean... You know, to give birth in a Whataburger, you know, bathroom in just a couple hours, you know, fucking good on you, lady.
Oh my god.
But to try and flush it, you know, you should have, like, wrapped it in toilet paper and thrown it in the garbage. You know, make it like a prom night dumpster baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, chop up the baby or do something with it.
It's a Whataburger. There's no real knives. There's just the plastic ones.
I mean, we have a Whataburger here.
We do?
Yeah.
Is it even any good?
It's like fucking the only thing Texans like to talk about. It's like, we got football, prison, and Whataburger. And we got some pretty good barbecue.
I mean, it's like California has In-N-Out.
Yeah, we have In-N-Out too.
Yep. So now good. You do. It's not that good as it used to be.
I'm eating nostalgia, not actual taste. So
see, I'm eating the suffering of teenagers. Like, I get to, like, look at them, you know, chopping the potato for my French fries and just having to work in, like, a bullshit, you know, job, wearing, like, a bullshit outfit, you know, having a bullshit hat on, you know, doing a bullshit job for bullshit money. And, you know, I get to see them just like, fuck, you know, I have to do this, you know, otherwise, you know, I'm going to lose everything. And not tip them. Because they don't do tips. And it's just like, ah, your suffering has been transferred into my sandwich grate. I love it. Like, any place where, like, they suffer to make my food, I'm like, that's the place I want to eat. Like, I want, like, a place where, like, they deep fry stuff and, like, you know, like, the dude, like, deep frying my shit, like, got some of the oil on his arm, and he's like, I burnt the shit out of my arm, you know, making your deep fried Oreos. I hope you enjoy them. I'm like, I will more now. Like, I love it.
Oh my god.
But, you know, on the series of bad news, bad stories, a Mississippi bill would pay bounty hunters to catch undocumented immigrants. And I guarantee you there is some fucking boys in Mississippi that are dancing around the moonshine, playing their banjo, and like, we're gonna make it rich. We're gonna be able to buy so many scratch-off lottery tickets. Oh, come on over here, Jethro, Billy Bob, let's go catch us some illegals. And no illegals live in Mississippi, because Mississippi sucks. But a Mississippi district attorney proposed new legislation Wednesday to pay bounty hunters a reward for helping them deport immigrants into the country illegally. So, yeah. They'd be offering $1,000 reward to registered bounty hunters for each successful deportation they help facilitate. So...
Bounty hunters are still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Do they make a lot of money?
It depends. They make a portion of the bail. So when you pay bail, like when you go to like a bail agency, like they put forth the full amount of the money.
Uh-huh.
And you pay, you know, 10%. When you jump bail, when you're like, I'm not going to go to court, fuck all that shit, they put a warrant out for your arrest.
Uh-huh.
And if the police get you, like, these bail guys don't get their money back. But if the, you know, bail bondsmen, bounty hunters get you, they get their money back.
So,
oh, wow.
Do the police get the bounty money if they catch the person?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
But it's just their job.
Yeah, so. I used to read a stupid one about bounty hunting.
Yeah, I mean, dog the bounty hunter. Yeah.
No, it was, I think it's that, One for the Money is what it's called.
It
was a chick.
There's this hilarious YouTube channel that's all fake. It's like Patty Mayo. And he just goes through and does like acting things. And I'm sure you've seen like, he has like one famous one where he's like in a parking lot. And, like, there's, like, this, like, fast kid. He's like, ooh, don't touch me, booty hole man. And just, like, going through. He's like, sir, that is change. And he, like, takes all his change and throws it on the ground. He's like, you know, takes, like, a USB stick, throws it on the ground. He's like, no, don't look at that unless you want to see pictures. Big dick.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me see if I can find it. It's a fucking great one.
Mm. Oh, shit. Oh, it's freaking cold. I need something in the outer fridge. Whipped cream, guys.
Yeah, here it is. Because I'm fucking awesome and finding shit quick.
I get a warrant for your arrest with the bail bonds company. Get on the ground.
Bail bonds? Bro, you out here tacticaled up. Looking like you... Oh, shit.
Bro, you looking like you about to get tased. I'll tell you that.
Tell me out here running. It's hot. Humid.
I got all day, bro.
It's not...
Get on the ground.
Let me whisper something out here.
Get on the ground.
It's really... You fast! Grab what you ain't fast on! My president's a Barack Obama! I'm a feminist!
Back up.
I'm a feminist.
Wash your ankles. Ooh, it's pineapple juice.
Britta. Oh, it's tiring. I'm hot. Don't tase me. That shit just stings. My safe word is pineapple juice. Your dad?
Oh my god.
Put your hands behind your back.
That's so
Palms
funny.
Up. Put your hands behind your back, both hands.
It's warm.
Stay just like that. Cross your ankles. Ooh.
Oh my
Cross
god.
You gonna take pictures?
Stay just like that. You understand me? Bring your ankles up to your butt.
Swap man, what's my safe word?
Bring your ankles up to your butt.
That's how far I go. You think I'm in Pilates?
Stay just like that.
I think I'm gonna have a heart attack. I'm out of breath. It was fun. To- ah! Ah! What are you doing? Ooh, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Stay just like that. Stick this hand up just like that. Don't move it. It don't work. Don't do drugs, kids. Those are my quarters. You wanna put those in your pocket?
That is change! You know how long it took me to acquire those? Some of those are limited edition.
Well, that's my flash drive. Don't look at it. Unless you want to see Big D.
That's my wallet! You have no... Ooh. And watch your fingers, booty hole man! He's strong.
No wonder y'all together. Hey, real talk though. Every strong man got a sensitive side. You like doing the weird shit? What's your safe word?
Dude, what's your safe word?
Gosh. You need...
But yeah, I mean...
You've seen the video where the cop's, like, putting the dude into the car, and the dude's like, I want my phone call, and the cop's like, who are you gonna call? And the dude's like, your mama.
Oh my god.
But yeah, like the it's pretty close to that, except fucking Patty Mayo is, like, an actor. Yeah, go ahead and go pee.
Oh my god.
And it's great. Yeah, like, he's a pretty good actor, I'd have to say. Yeah, like, for the first, like, you know, few videos, I'm like, oh, damn, like, you know, it's pretty good. And then I'm like, wait a minute, this is probably all bullshit. So, but on to some fucking good news. If you want some fucking diamonds, diamond prices are coming down. Lab-grown rocks, and fewer weddings have put a huge dampener on the market. On the bright side, a big dazzler is now affordable for many. So, you know, if you... like, honestly, I should just go see how much, like, a diamond ring is.
So funny.
Diamond ring.
Like zirconia?
No, real diamonds. Like
how
lab
many
grown. Lab grown diamonds.
That's what zirconia is.
No. CZs are not lab grown diamonds. Yeah.
Cubic zirconia is different.
It is?
Oh. It's like plastic.
Oh, well, I stand. A, I don't know what the. I don't care why it's a difference. They're just pretty. They're just pretty. And B, I stand corrected.
Natural diamonds cost 26% less in shops than 2 years ago. They dropped during a time of high inflation that would be extraordinary if it weren't dwarfed by the poor fortune of its identical twins. Lab-grown diamonds, which are now 74% cheaper than in 2020.
Yeah, lab-grown. I like those. You can get them whatever color you want.
So yeah, I'm just like watching, you know, like cool. You know, now it's, like, affordable to, like, you know, get married. You know, still, they're expensive. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm over here looking at Shane Company. Fuck all that. Lab-grown diamonds are under $1,000, please. You know, yeah, yeah, that's actually not too bad. $220 for a 0.46 carat VS1.
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, I don't know what any of these words mean.
I don't either.
You know, a 0.84 carat VVS2 for $471. Yeah. Let's see, like, what the most expensive diamond is. Shop, you know, lab created. Okay. Oh, I can even choose, like, my cut, like, what it looks. You know, so I don't know what these colors mean. Let's go just with the top of everything.
Okay, so choose a square cut.
You want the square cut? Okay.
Yeah, that's my type.
It says princess. I'm going to go straight to the top. Oh, no, not 4 million.
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are so funny.
No exact matches. All right, go fuck yourself. Jesus Christ. Like, okay. Oh, there's just nothing in that. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, you can get like a 1 carat fucking a 2.3 carat diamond, $8,000. Not bad. How big are these fucking diamonds? Like, is this like life sized?
No. Those are like small, I think.
Like, how big is like a 8 carat diamond?
I have no idea.
See, I do these little fucking things. I do these little rants, and then I have to learn something. How big is an 8-carat diamond? 13 to 14 millimeters in diameter. Okay. So, 1 carat equals 100 points. Okay. So 1 carat diamond would be there. And an 8-carat would be fucking huge.
Yeah, that's ginormous.
God yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that's too... This might sound weird coming from a woman, but that's too big. I like my gemstones small.
Yeah, like but, a 10...
That way you can have multiple gemstones. Like, I'm sacrificing size for quantity.
Oh my.
I have no shame in admitting that.
Yeah, like Brilliant Earth, Shop Lab Diamonds. Because, like, I know this. Yeah, 1.21. Oh, and I can even, like, look all the way around it. That's pretty cool. And then, like, if I ever want to, like, get into, like, jewelry making, I can, you know, go buy fucking diamonds from these guys and, you know, make rings. I can make like real rings and just be like, you know, get another lunatic fucking hobby that I, you know, have for like 6 months and then never do anything with.
You're allowed to have your side quests?
I mean, I have too many of these. Like, I have a problem where, you know, I have to, you know, go out, learn something new, and then do nothing with it.
It's not your fault when you learn something new and then it runs out of dopamine. That's fine. You got the dopamine while it was there, and that's all that matters.
It's expensive. Like, it's cheaper to buy drugs than it is to fucking, you know, pay for dumb things. But yeah. Maybe for like our 20-year anniversary, I'll learn how to, you know, make a fucking diamond and, like, make, like, your ultimate ring.
It is so funny because my sister was actually doing, like, jewelry making. And she was doing, like, cutting the diamond. Like, she would be shaping it and stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, 56-carat diamond.
Good God.
Jesus Christ. $163,000. Not getting you something that big.
Do not get me something that big.
It'll get like a 4-carat diamond, maybe.
Yep.
And apparently Adele, the singer, ruined the sale of somebody's house by saying it was haunted. In southern England, Adele had like a 6-month lease on a building, and she's like, you know, hey, it's fucking scary. And they, like, the owner of the building tried to sell it, and like, ah, Adele says it's haunted. I don't want it now. Which is crazy, because there's no such thing as ghosts.
And that's not her fault.
It's kind of her fault. I mean, you go on TV, you better, like, be careful of what you say. But I guarantee you, this guy is trying to get something out of Adele. Like, trying to, like, get Adele to, like, just buy the fucking house. She has the money.
Wow.
I think it's, like, only, like, yeah, it was asking price of £5.75 million. So, like, probably, like, 6.5, you know, let's see, $7.18 million USD. Not bad.
Wow.
Adele has that. That's chump change to her. And I guarantee you this guy is, like, just, like, making a fucking story out of it. You know, that way it's like, hey, Adele, fucking pay me, like, $10 million and you get my house. My haunted house. Yeah, unfortunately, during an interview on CBS, Adele remarked that she believed the house was haunted. This comment negatively impacted future marketing efforts and continue to affect the property's reputation to this day.
Wow.
How'd that even come up in conversation?
Like, since she's famous, Anderson Cooper was out there and fucking did like an interview, and she's like, ah, the house is spooky. And
like, was she just doing banter or?
Yeah. And
well,
I don't know why you need a house that fucking big, but yeah, just sell it, you know, sell it to me. I'll buy it for $20 right now. Let's get into Am I the Assholes?
And yep.
All that. Am I the Asshole by Temporary Truth, 1969. Am I the asshole for telling my mom she can't share a room or bed with her boyfriend in my home? When I, female 27, was in college, I met my boyfriend and we moved in together, sharing a place with some friends. After dating for a year, I was 19 when we met and 20 when we moved in together. We decided from that point on forward to take turns spending Christmas with our families. But the first year we were together to see mine, my mom made it clear to my boyfriend, my boyfriend could not stay, and we weren't sharing a room or a bed in her house. My dad argued in favor of letting it happen since I was an adult and living with him already, but mom said no. She hated that I wouldn't stay at her at their house and instead booked an Airbnb. She said I should respect the rules of her house and told her I was, and I didn't want to tell my boyfriend to be alone on the holidays, especially when his family had welcomed us together happily. After that, I made it clear that there'd be no coming over to visit, like, if I couldn't sleep with my boyfriend. My mom said it wasn't like we were married, so she had every right to that rule. 2 years ago, my dad died, and for 11 months, my mom has been in a relationship with her boyfriend. They don't live together exactly, but according to my brother, he was there most nights while he was there. My mom and brother aren't really talking right now. My brother can hear mom and her boyfriend in bed, and he hated it so much he moved out. He's also 22. He had wanted to, but gave him the push to move. My mom was furious and demanded to know why he was leaving out of nowhere. She freaked out when my brother told him he was tired of hearing them. It started mom off on him not being happy that he found someone again after dad died. Mom seems to be missing my brother and being around, and she told me that she misses having her kids around, so she wanted to visit for a week or two soon. She wanted to bring her boyfriend along, and I told her she can't share a room or a bed with him in my home. I told her I did not want to hear that. She got mad at me and said she's a grown woman and should be allowed to have her freedom. I told her she was all right denying it to me when I wasn't even planning to have sex in her house. But it sounded like she didn't care if we hear it or not, so I'm not dealing with it. I also told her I wasn't going to reward her for sharing her boyfriend when she was so strict with me about it. My mom accused me of acting like a petty child. Am I an asshole? No, you're a petty child, though. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Turnabout's fair play.
That is so funny.
So, you know.
So funny.
Parents, like, just like, you know, remember, you know, how you treat your kids, because they remember how you treated them. Now, like, growing up, I didn't really have, you know, girlfriends, so, like, this, you know, was never a problem.
Damn straight.
And, you know, my parents are married. Well, married to different people. Like, they're divorced, but, like, my mom is getting married to a nice guy. And like, I want to learn how to play D&D just, like, so we can hang out and, like, play D&D together or something, or whatever he's into. Like, I feel like my mom, like, goes after, like, professional men now, and I'm like, oh, mom, you grew up. I'm so proud of you.
Wow, she's not a lesbian anymore?
She was, and...
Well, she's just bisexual.
No, she, like, when she was a lesbian, she was a full-blown lesbian, and I loved it. And now she's, you know, being domesticated. I don't know, you know, let her live her life. I don't care. Enjoy.
You know, oh my.
The world's about to end anyway. Who cares? Let's see what other people fucking say. Your house, your rules. If she doesn't like it, she can rent an Airbnb. not the asshole. What comes around goes around. Your mom, one rule for thee and another for me. You know, how the turntables turn.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Yeah, you're fucking... Oh, it's on Courtney's end. I'm like, what the fuck is that sound? So, yeah.
Oh, really? What was the sound? The, like, cat meowing?
I don't know. I heard, like, garbled, like, news. Now for relationship advice by throwaway. How do I, 20 male, tell my partner, 20 female... partner, that her brain rot is making her less attractive. I think this type of humor can be funny once in a while. I understand that it's part of a culture of our people, our age. However, her vocabulary is full of just straight up brain rot to the point I don't feel like it's just a joke anymore. Everything is endearing during the honeymoon phase, so I used to frequently joke back at her, but now it's, hard to find Sigma or Hawk-Tua attractive, you know? It's gotten to the point where I cannot have a single conversation with her, in person, over text, where this type of language is not involved. I know it sounds so idiotic, but it genuinely turns me off when I'm trying to have a normal, mature conversation, and that she responds with just brain rot. The thing is, she can be serious when needed, and occasionally we can have a good conversation. There are moments I look forward to where I don't feel like I'm talking to an immature high school boy stuck in the body of an attractive woman. It's beginning to affect her sex life, as I'm finding it hard to get turned on by her. She's beginning to notice my lack of enthusiasm and feels insecure about it. I feel guilty for feeling this way, and she shows me nothing but love and support. I love her so much, but this is one thing I cannot get over. I just do not know how to approach this subject because I don't want to hurt her feelings or make her feel self-conscious around me. I always try and reassure her when she's feeling insecure. So I feel terrible bringing this up to her for fear of making her feel more insecure. She's a genuinely sweet, funny person, but the brain rot has just gotten too much for an adult. Edit, sorry for my overusage of brain rot. Make that 9 times. I am referring to common terms frequently on TikTok or other social media platforms. Example, me, XYZ happened, her, you've got to be risen me. I understand the humor from time to time, and it's not hard to get rid of something after excessive usage. I'll have a conversation about her soon. I realize it's my fault for not communicating clearly to her, but I was just concerned about her making her feel less than and damaging to her self-esteem. Thank you all for the advice. I will do better. So brain rot is like all the fucking like skibbity toilet dumbass bullshit that these kids are into. I have no fucking idea, and it makes me upset every time I hear it. Like when you have to like riz up a chick.
This is how like old people felt about jazz.
Yeah, I mean, like every generation has our our own like lexicon, our own fucking dialect.
Okay, no, OP's partner is just a stick in the mud.
No, like when you fucking take it too far, you know, it's like, okay, knock it off, you're done.
Stick in the mud.
For anyone that doesn't know the term brain rot after reading it nearly a dozen times, it's like waking up, walking around all day in the 90s saying, "What's up? Babooey, swing." Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Us 90s kids said, "What's up?" all the time on the phone. Like you'd pick up the phone, "What's up? What's up?" You know, off of like a commercial. God damn. Yeah, you grow out of it. She'll grow out of it. Talk to her. We're constantly saying YOLO and slay. God damn. I love these people coming in with examples and making me hate them. Very much a cautionary tale about, you know, I'm using things ironically too. Almost 20 years ago, Lonely Island did their "I'm on a boat" song. My friend group and I thought it was the funniest thing ever, so quotes from the song made it into heavy rotation. There's a line in the song about flip-flops, but they call them flippy floppies, which devolved into flippies over time for us. Well, that shit stuck, and now, guess what? I'm a 40-year-old dude who unironically asks his wife on occasion if he's seen his flippies.
Oh. Okay, I always called them my flops.
I'll never call them my flippies, Jesus Christ. Instead of a square jar, make it a skibbity jar. Tell her brain rot makes you cringe. Be clear with the words themselves, not her. I know a girl who has a skibbity jar. It's one of my sixth grade students. I don't know what, like, I've asked, you know, people that know what skibbity is, and they're like, it's skibbity toilet. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, it's YouTube videos. I'm like, I refuse to, like, go on YouTube and look for skibbity toilet. It upsets me. My therapist shared a really helpful idea. Once you start feeling contempt for your partner, the relationship is in serious trouble. It isn't an emotion you can feel for someone you love and keep a healthy relationship. Because if you just say, you know, if you just say stuff sucks, or because it's not that she says stuff you don't think is funny sometimes, you think it's brain rot. You think it's an immature boy stuck in a body of an attractive woman. You think it's too much for an adult. If this relationship is going to last, there's a few things that are going to happen. For one, you got to gently let her know that you don't like the humor in a way that doesn't hurt her feelings. And that she can pick up, you know, what you're putting down. Most importantly, you got to recontextualize what you're feeling about quality. She's not a child. She is not an immature high school boy. She's goofing around with words that she finds funny. You don't find it attractive or funny, and there's other people who might. She's not a stupid or worse person because she thinks this stuff is funny. She just, you know, has a sense of humor, a different sense of humor than you. So sometimes she might make a joke that you don't think is funny. That's just a difference in opinion, like disliking grapes or wanting to wear red. I don't say that because I think you're a shitty person for being turned off by this. I say this because no loving relationship can survive the words a person says to make her stupid and infantile. Even if she stops saying the words, you're not coming back from that. So think long and hard if this is a thing you can get over, because I think you can use words less often and not around intimate times. But the biggest part is you got to stop thinking less of her for saying them. Get past her to leave. Fucking real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And like the ages here, you know, I see 20 years old and 20 years old. You know, yeah, you're in that fucking age group. Sorry, bud. I'm 33. You know, I'm 13 years older than you. Yeah. We were...
Very not compatible. Stop wasting his time.
Or, you know, like, maybe you can just be like, okay, yeah. You know, time to grow up. You know, there's just a day where you just fucking like, okay, I'm going to grow up. But there's a day where I stop saying "What's up?" on the phone. You know, maybe every once in a while, but yeah, whatever. But that's it for this week. That's it for this episode. We will be back next week with some more of this, you know, nonsense. If you're listening, cool. If you're not, you know, even better. If a crazy lady told you to come listen to this podcast, you know, gift her like a small dildo for Christmas, like nothing good. Like the fucking, you know, like a bullet, like that takes like a AAA battery, not rechargeable. Like you have to like unscrew it and like there you go. That's all you get. Like the least effective fucking dildo ever. But that's it. We'll see you all later. I'm going to go eat some stew.